Do you remember when the disciples were on the boat with Jesus when suddenly a fierce storm came? It's a classic story many of us remember.
But how often do we forget the lesson? Join us this morning as we talk about hope in the midst of life's storms and much more. Good morning and welcome to Wake Up with Hope. You know, every morning is a new opportunity to share the love of Jesus with someone. And we are here to share that joy with you today.
Yes, we are, friends, and happy first Friday of 2023.
Yes, we hope the new year has been treating you well.
You know, on this day in 1884, geneticist Gregor Mendel, who used bean plants to test his theories on inheritance, died. Some years later, this day was declared as National Bean Day in his honor.
You know, that's a very interesting fact.
Yes, it is.
In fact, beans are a very versatile food that God gave us. Did you know you can make all kinds of things with beans, including cakes, burgers, and even fudge?
Yes, and you know what? I made some with black beans.
That's right.
And you couldn't even taste the black beans.
No, you couldn't.
But the fudge
was
delicious.
Yeah, that's right. And did you know there's also over 40,000 varieties of beans in the world? The largest bean pods in the world can grow up to five feet long.
Wow.
I mean, that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, that is incredible.
You're about 5 feet tall.
Plus 2 inches. Don't forget that.
That's pretty amazing.
And the amazing bean is full of rich nutrients to promote optimal health. So enjoy some beans however you like today and thank the God who made them for us to enjoy.
Well, we have quite a bit to share with you today. So let's begin by taking a look back on this day in history.
On this day in history, in 1919, Theodore Roosevelt, the 26th president of the United States and the youngest president ever to assume office, died at Sagamore Hill, his estate overlooking New York's Long Island Sound. A dynamic and energetic politician, Theodore Roosevelt is credited with creating the modern presidency. As a young Republican, Roosevelt held a number of political posts in New York and in the 1880s and 90s, was a leader of reform Republicans in the state. Roosevelt has a long list of accomplishments and recognitions, even winning the Nobel Peace Prize for his mediation in the negotiations to end the Russo-Japanese War.
You know, every day we are making an impact in this world, whether for good or for bad. You know, our attitude, our expressions, our tone of voice all leave an influence on those around us. You know, when Jesus walked this earth, he sought to do good and share truth with all that he came to contact with. And as we think of his life and look at our own, what changes can we make to make the world a better place and honor our Redeemer? What kind of impact will we make today?
Those are good questions. In life, we face many storms that take away our peace, obstacles that block us from reaching our destination. There are winds of worry that blow us off track from attaining our goals, sometimes waves of weakness that beat us and drive us to spiritual shipwreck. Perhaps this is where you are right now, but a shipwreck doesn't have to be the end of the journey. It can be the beginning of a new discovery and a better version of yourself.
The 16th and 17th centuries were a time of great exploration and adventure in the world. The kings and rulers of Europe became possessed with the spirit of conquest and colonization. And among the Europeans, Great Britain stood out as a conquering kingdom of colonizers. From her shores, multiple vessels launched out into the great unknown. They were searching for lands, big and small, to enlarge their territory and enrich their treasuries. In 1607, an English settlement was established in the Americas, Jamestown, Virginia. This would end up being the first permanent English settlement in the Americas, setting the foundation for a new English-speaking superpower. But the colony was threatened by harsh weather, famine, and disease. The history books call this period of peril starvation time. The population had dropped from 500 to a mere 60 settlers. They ate snakes, boiled their leather shoes, and scientific evidence shows that some even turned to cannibalism. Scores of people perished from the power of the famine. In response to the crisis, a salvation expedition was organized in England. A ship was sent out across the mighty Atlantic to bring aid and relief. This vessel of salvation bore the necessary provisions to restore and preserve life. The ship was loaded with food and various supplies. The flagship that carried this salvation operation was called the Sea Venture, led by the great admiral, Sir George Somers. And so, the Sea Venture set sail on June 2nd, 1609, bound for Jamestown. But after over 50 days of smooth sailing, the ship encountered a hurricane. Now, many ships her size had survived such weather, but the Sea Venture had a critical flaw. Because of its newness and its hasty departure, the timbers of the ship had not yet set. The caulking between the boards was forced out by the water, causing massive leaks. The ship was taken on water because it wasn't sealed right and tight. And during that emergency, all the non-essentials were thrown overboard. The massive guns on deck were jettisoned to raise the buoyancy of the boat. No need of that anymore. Survival is all that matters. The next day on July 25th, 1610, Admiral George Somers spied land in the distance. So to prevent it sinking, he deliberately drove the Sea Venture onto the reef at Discovery Bay. All 150 people on board, including one dog, made it safely to the shores of a sweet island paradise, an uninhabited haven of rest that they'd never seen before. A terrible shipwreck led to a paradise of rest. The history books tell us that after 9 months in the womb of this island paradise came the birth of two ships. And these ships were largely made of the stripped material of the Sea Venture. These two vessels of redemption would end up completing the salvation operation. Their names are an illustration of what God can do from the brokenness of our lives. Their names were Patience and Deliverance. On May 10th, 1610, Deliverance and Patience set sail from Bermuda for Jamestown. They arrived on the American shores 13 days later and found the 60 survivors almost dead. Everyone boarded the ships and were brought back to England. And through a miracle of grace, everyone made it back to the safe shores of their earthly home, carried by Patience and Deliverance to salvation and rest. Many are the lessons we learn from this story. You see, in life, we face many storms that take away our peace, obstacles that block us from reaching our destination, winds that blow us off track from attaining our goals, waves that beat us and drive us to spiritual shipwreck. Perhaps this is where you are today. And if so, I want to let you know that shipwreck doesn't have to be the end of your journey. For just like the Sea Venture, it was shipwreck in a storm that led to a great discovery. It was shipwreck in a storm that brought them to an untouched paradise. And thus, this experience led to the building of Patience and the birthing of Deliverance. And so too in the shipwrecks of life, take courage and count your blessings. In the failures of life, learn the lessons that will only make you stronger. And thank God even in the shipwreck. For it is the means by which God is developing patience within us that will enable us to endure any future storm we face. It is the means by which God is preparing us for final deliverance when He returns the second time. And it is the avenue by which will land us into the sweet paradise above. For God is the God that can bring beauty even from the brokenness and salvation even from the shipwreck.
How has God rescued you from the shipwrecks of life? Send us a message on our Facebook page and we'd love to hear from you.
If you're enjoying today's show, friends, share it with one of your friends or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more. Also, you can search for us on YouTube and check out our channel and keep up with us there.
When we return, Ronnie Mills will be with us here today and share some pretty exciting reports. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. What have you enjoyed about our show so far this morning? Send us a message on Facebook and let us know.
We love to hear from you. Ronnie Mills is here with us to share some exciting news. Thank you for being here this morning, Ronnie.
Happy New Year, good morning, Saints, and happy Friday. I pray that your holidays so far have been delicious and enjoyable. We're pleased that you've taken time out of your holiday schedule to tune into Hope Channel and Wake Up with Hope. And I'm thrilled to have as my guest this morning the new Senior Director of Linear Distribution, Chanmin Chung. Chanmin, welcome to Wake Up with Hope.
Thank you, Ronnie.
You've got a big fancy title. What are some of your duties?
My duty is simple. It's not really my duty, it's our team duty. Mm-hmm. I work with our team members together. We really try to reach out to people with better program. Better program does mean that better quality of, not really about like a technological quality, but we really would like to reach out to the people with our programs. So through the program, we always think about how we can really share the gospel message in a better way with our Hope Channel programs. That's our core duty, I'd say.
Wow. And what role do you see Hope Channel fulfilling in preparing people for the soon coming of Christ?
That's a good question. I remember one comment about the Bible. Someone said that if we squeeze the Bible really hard, what we can get from the Bible, just one drop of blood from the cross, from the Jesus Christ. That blood is not really a horrible thing because that blood tells you about His care, His love, and His redemption. So our dream is simple about Hope Channel. We really hope that, we pray that Hope Channel will become like that. If we squeeze all the Hope Channel programs together, we can get that one drop of blood that we can share with our viewers together.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
What miracles in the past have you seen God do through media?
Yeah, I have many stories, but if I bring only one, I used to work for Hope Channel Middle East and North Africa. One young Middle Eastern man who, he still lives there, and then the country is very restricted, and then a war-torn country. And then he happened to encounter the gospel message through the Hope Channel Middle East and North Africa program. And then he decided to follow the Jesus. And he really contacted us and he says, I'd like to study Bible more and I'd like to be baptized. But unfortunately, he couldn't come out and we couldn't get in. And then also pandemic came, so we couldn't do a lot of things for him. And then we were all anxious in really prayer. And one day, he just contacted us, I cannot go or I cannot be baptized now, but I don't want to just sit here. So what he did, amazingly, he created his own Bible study group with his own people. So, of course, the baptism was not there yet, but discipleship was still there. So it was really a miraculous story, amazing moment for everybody. So our team members in the Middle East and North Africa, we say that, okay, this is our reward for our effort.
Amen, amen. And what can our viewers do to help Hope Channel achieve this mission?
Absolutely. I want our viewers to believe that really there are people there, out there, who are waiting for the gospel message through Hope Channel. Then I want our viewers to pray for that ministry, believing that ministry, but at the same time, in order to create better program and then to reach out to more people around the world and around us, we need also practical support, including financial support as well.
Amen. Well, Chanmin, thank you for joining us today on Wake Up with Hope. I can't think of a better way to start off the new year. Also, thank you for joining us today. As you make your New Year's resolutions, make your number one resolution to join the impact movement of Hope Channel. Call in your donation today at 1-888-446-7388. That's 1-888-446-7388. Or donate online at hopetv.org/donate. That's hopetv.org/donate. Thanks for your support.
Thank you, Ronnie. Thank you for sharing those exciting tidbits.
Coming up right after this break, a moving devotional thought by Pastor Mark Finley. And don't forget to visit us at hope.study to claim your free Bible studies and experience the life-changing power of the Word of God. Wake Up with Hope. We'll be right back. It's now time for our devotional thought. We always enjoy these power-packed devotions that fill our hearts with courage to walk with Jesus. Pastor Mark Finley is sharing with us this morning.
Have you made your New Year's resolution this year? I hope you have. And I hope it's to watch Wake Up with Hope each morning. You will be blessed. There'll be music that'll lift your spirits and encourage your heart. There'll be practical health segments that'll enable you to live healthier and happier. And of course, we have our devotional moments from a variety of speakers. In our times together, we're studying the book of Proverbs. Many of you have been with us this last year, and you're joining us again this year. The book of Proverbs speaks a great deal about our well-being, our health, and it links our mental attitudes with our physical well-being. In Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 13, it says, "A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, and by the sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken." If you add to that Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 22, you have an expansion of that passage. It says, "A merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones." Now notice the linkage here. Solomon's words are literally true. A broken heart often creates health problems, where a positive attitude releases chemicals that bring health to the entire body. Carol Riff is a psychology professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and she puts it this way. There is a science, she says, that's emerging that says a positive attitude isn't just a state of mind. It also has linkages to what's going on in the brain and in the body. Positive thinking has begun to be attributed to longer, healthier lives in people with chronic illnesses and a decline in stress and overall reduction of cardiovascular problems. Individuals who have a positive attitude, who feel can feel the impact on their own health, they'll feel this impact in a lack of illness and overall increased positive well-being. The Mayo Clinic suggests that many health benefits have been influenced by a positive attitude. Now, these health benefits include an increased lifespan, increased resistance to the common cold, lower rates of depression, increased cardiovascular health, reduced stress, and overall physical and mental vigor. Currently, the understanding of how a positive attitude impacts our health is not completely clear. It's still somewhat unclear. But one theory that was brought to light by the Mayo Clinic that I thought was really fascinating is that people who have positive attitudes are better able to cope with stress and anxiety. Also, there's a correlation that's been found between those who maintain a positive attitude and those who maintain a healthy lifestyle through diet, exercise, and social interactions. In other words, the more positive your attitude is, the more positive your thought patterns are, the more likely you are personally to eat better. The more positive your attitudes are, the more likely you are to exercise. So exercise releases positive chemical endorphins to create a positive attitude. A positive attitude also impacts my total health. So the more I exercise, the more positive my attitude. The more my attitude is positive, the more I exercise. If I eat a diet that's healthy, for example, and one of your New Year's resolutions maybe is to cut down the sugar, drink a lot less or no soda pop, get off some of the caffeine that's simply a stimulant to reduce the sugar, reduce the fat in your diet. So that's maybe one of your resolutions. When you do that, because you have this positive mental attitude, the positive mental attitude creates the physical desire. The physical desire then, combined with the power of God, enables you to be an overcomer. But as you overcome in those areas, your attitude improves. So it's not linear where I have a positive attitude and then as the result of that, I change my lifestyle. It's rather circular. I have a positive attitude, that impacts my lifestyle. But then the better my lifestyle improves, the more my attitude is going to improve. So there's this relationship between the way I think and the way I act. And there's a relationship between the way I act and the way I think. The prophet Isaiah confirms the truth of this modern scientific thought regarding health and positive emotions. And Isaiah puts it this way in Isaiah chapter 26. One of the things that's amazing to me about the Bible is that it's so interrelated. It is so, each prophet, each Bible writer ties in with the next Bible writer. Now notice this relationship between physical and mental health. That will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. If I face my world with a positive mental attitude, the peace will be written all over my face. When you go out and face your world today, face it with a heart filled with trust in God, in the God that created you, in the God that cares for you, in the God that loves you. That positive mental attitude will make a major difference in your life and health. One day, on an itinerary that I had to South America, I was visiting in a particular South American country. As I went to that country, I visited with one of the congressmen in the country. And the congressman explained to me, in that particular South American country that will remain unnamed, explained to me that the country was in real turmoil. The nurses in that country were on strike. The farmers were on strike. The president of the country was out of the country. He happened to be visiting China and the Orient. And the vice president of the country was in control. The vice president had not slept for about 3 days. He was just exhausted trying to deal with the problems of this country, and the problems just kept mounting and mounting. And the congressman said to me, "Pastor Mark, would you be willing to go and visit with the vice president and just share with him some words of hope, encouragement, and counsel?" So as we traveled to the vice president's office, all of a sudden, the Lord brought to me this text that we've just read, Isaiah 26, verse 3. We went into the office, and you know, usually you wait for weeks to have these kind of protocol visits, but the congressman called the vice president on his cell phone, and the vice president said, "Yes, I'm willing to see Pastor Finley." I came in, was ushered in to the room, and the vice president came out, no tie on, shirt opened at the collar at the neck, couple buttons unbuttoned, scruffy beard. He looked like he hadn't slept for a number of days. He was just tired and worn out. People had been coming to him asking for higher wages and so forth, and the nation was on strike. He was being criticized in the press and on the media. We talked. I asked him, I said, "Well, Mr. Vice President, I know these days have been rough." "Yes, they have." "Is there any hope in sight?" "Not sure." And I said to him, "Do you mind if I could read to you what an ancient Jewish prophet said to a ruler who also had some challenges?" He said, "No, go ahead and read it." And I took my Bible and I read to him from Scripture, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee because he trusts in thee." Later, that vice president told the congressman that that text bore its way into his mind, that that was one of the most important visits he had that week, that it gave him a more positive mental attitude. This new year, ask God to give you that peace. Ask God to give you a positive mental attitude. And as he does, you will find changes in your life, because as the Holy Spirit works in your mind, God will enable you to make the changes that you desire to make and strengthen you to make those changes. So go out and face your day with a heart filled with trust in God, the God that created you, the God that cares for you, the God that's concerned about your every need. Let the thought of his love, his care, encourage your heart, bring joy to your mind, and peace to your soul.
Thank you, Pastor Mark. What a blessing of a message.
And friends, thank you for watching Wake Up With Hope. If you would like to learn more about our program, rewatch the segment during the weekend, or share with a friend, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And we look forward to starting the new week together. So don't forget to join us on Monday at 7 a.m. Our friends from Voice of Prophecy will be sharing a devotional thought, a dairy-free Alfredo sauce from Gian Olive, another encouraging Revelation of Hope series, and so much more. You don't want to miss it. And don't forget, if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and would like to learn more, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
And for those of you who have been watching Wake Up with Hope now, you know that before we say goodbye, we have a Bible promise we want to share with you. And today's Bible promise is found in Micah chapter 7, verse 7.
It says, "Therefore I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me." Micah 7, 7.
Amen. You know, friends, whether life is up or it's down, look to the Lord. You know, just wait for Him. He has promised to hear you.
Amen. We hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, today, Lord, as we race into a new day, Lord, we want to fix our eyes on you. We want to not only fix our eyes on you, but we want to keep our eyes on you. There's going to be distractions today, no doubt. There's going to be a lot of noise, a lot of movement, a lot of colors, a lot of distractions. But Lord, we want to choose, no matter what, to keep our eyes on you, because you're our only hope that will carry us through this whole day. And we thank you, Lord, for being available, for always being present. In Jesus' name, amen.